From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The latest G20 summit has concluded against a backdrop of angry protests in Hamburg, Germany. Luis Ramirez has more.
The last day was long and filled with difficult meetings in a difficult setting. British Prime Minister Theresa May got her time with a U.S. leader after being pushed off the schedule Friday, when Trump's meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the main event at this G20, went long. China's Xi Jinping was Trump's last meeting of the day. North Korea was a top issue. G20 leaders, nervous about Trump's America First policy and Brexit, sought to counter what they perceive as a growing wave of isolationism among the main players. In their final communique, they agreed to work against protectionism. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Islamic State clung to a slowly shrinking pocket on the Tigris West Bank, battling for every meter with snipers, grenades, and suicide bombers, forcing security forces to fight house to house in densely populated blocks. The Iraqi military has forecast final victory this week in what used to be the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's caliphate in Iraq, after a grinding 8-month U.S.-backed offensive to wrest back the city, whose pre-war population was 2 million. 61-year-old Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo was sentenced to 11 years in prison and 29 for his long and nonviolent struggle for fundamental human rights in China before being transferred to a hospital in the northeastern city of Shenyang for treatment of terminal liver cancer. Two physicians from Western nations visited him in the hospital, and a statement from that organization says the doctors approved of the treatment he was receiving. This is VOA News.